You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is a crisis over Section 230. So Section 230 is part of a law that dates back to 1994, but it's one of the foundational principles of the modern internet. What it essentially says is that you can create a platform and not be liable for what people post on it. So Facebook could build Facebook, people could post things, Facebook couldn't be sued over what anybody posted. Wired can have a website, people can comment on it, and we have a measure of protection against getting sued for what people say. If you write something nasty underneath this video, LinkedIn or Facebook or wherever it appears has some protection. There's a second part of the law though. It says that the companies can make good Samaritan efforts to keep their platforms clean. So for example, since the beginning, Facebook has had a strict policy against removing porn. But according to the law, they are allowed to do that. They are allowed to do a certain number of things to keep their platforms the way they want them to be. So they have both protection from what people post and the ability to remove some things that people post. Now, the fight over this law has gone back and forth and back and forth, and it's been tangled in a thousand ways, and it's played a huge role in every debate about the internet, but it is absolutely clear that this law helped to create the modern internet, which, not coincidentally, is in large part based in the United States. All right, so where are we today? Well, the president is mad at Twitter. He's mad at Twitter because they fact-checked claims that he made in some of his tweets about voting by mail. Leave aside whether he's right or wrong on the merits, leave aside whether Twitter should have done that or should not have done that. The president's response is to try to pass an executive order limiting the ability of the tech platforms to filter their platforms, to remove, for example, false information about voting by mail. So, what's going to happen now? The president will presumably pass his executive order, write his executive order, and then it will be challenged in court. My guess is that he loses. There's a clear congressional statute. The president can't just override a congressional statute. There have been lots of court rulings about that congressional statute that have clarified what the statute means. You can't just overwrite the law because you're the president, but maybe you can. Who knows exactly what the courts are going to decide? But if he does win, and if somehow we do have a totally new Section 230, we are going to have a lot of changes in how the internet works. We're going to have a whole new world, probably some ways in which it will be better and there are a lot of ways in which it will be worse. One thing, forget about politics, whether you're pro-Trump, against Trump. A change this big really shouldn't come about because of one president's peak. So let's see what happens, but let's hope the system works. All right, see you tomorrow, and say whatever you want underneath this video.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.